It's a joy for me to be in the Evangelism Network. This is really an important network, and that you're thinking all week about evangelism. I personally believe that this is one of the key issues for Europe at this time, that if we don't have churches that are evangelizing, people that know how to share the gospel, obviously we're not going to make any difference in this region. So thank you for thinking about it all week. And to give you just a little bit about my context, I work with young people. So some of the examples that I give you today will be from that space. Our calling is to equip local churches to reach the next generation. So we really try to work with the about 13 to 27 year old and win them to Christ and then teach them to make disciples. So we both do evangelism, but think a lot about how do we equip people to do evangelism. And so today I'm going to be sharing with you some of the practical tools we use. Now, there's no tools that are perfect. And so maybe what you'll find as you hear these is they'll just inspire you. But we found that putting good tools in people's hands and training them actually helps a lot as you try to multiply evangelism. Obviously, we have gifted evangelists who can evangelize themselves. But we need to equip thousands of people for evangelism. And how do we do that in simple, reproducible ways? Our team was able last year to share the gospel face-to-face with over 40,000 young people across this region. And we saw over 1,100 of them put their faith in Jesus Christ, make commitments of faith. And that's exciting when you see that kind of fruit. In fact, in some of the places, we're seeing as many as 10, 15, 20% of the young people make professions of faith in Christ after a clear presentation of the gospel. So I believe that it's harvest time in this region. And yeah.
What's the location again?
Yeah, I live in the Czech Republic, but we work in 16 countries of this region. So we have work in Poland, in Slovakia, Romania, Hungary, Serbia, Estonia, Latvia. It's all throughout this region. So the examples I'll give are from a Central and Eastern European perspective and from 16 countries that our team is working in. And we're working with about 700 churches to help them reach the next generation. So just to give you some of the context and then some biblical background is, let's just look at this passage in Luke 10. So Jesus appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him. So one of our questions is, how do we equip others in this evangelism? Two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said, and the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So we have to just assume that the harvest is plentiful around us. Assume that people are ready to hear the gospel, that God is working. But he says, we need more laborers. Go on your way. Behold, I'm sending out as lambs amidst the wolves. Carry no money back, no knapsack, no sandals, greet no one on the road. Whenever you enter a house, first say peace to this house. And then he goes on and says, this is what you need to say, this is how you need to act. And that he sent them with four resources. One was a challenge. He said, the harvest is plentiful, the workers are few. Now you go. So there's a specific challenge for them to be engaged in this ministry. Then there are really specific instructions. This is what you're supposed to do. This is what you're not supposed to do. You see teamwork, that they're supposed to work together. This is not just about just the highly gifted who are going to do it alone, but we have to do this together, teamwork, two by two. And he also gave them authority. So he said, I'm delegating authority to you to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to act in my name. And good evangelistic tools equip believers in similar ways. So it gives them a challenge. It gives them specific instructions. It creates this teamwork that we're working on it together. And also because you're kind of giving them authority. You're saying, hey, you can do this. And I'm going to show you how. So let me show you some of the tools that we use, and I'll explain the tool. And actually, we're going to practice a couple of these tools, and you're evangelists, so this will be easy practice for you. But here's one of the tools we use. It's called a Seek app. So pull out your phones. This is what it looks like. Go to your app, the App Store, and look for the Seek Cards app. Seek Cards app. Now, one of the things you can do up at the top is if you want to do this right already, you can go up to the top and see this thing right here. And you can go to settings. And you can edit your main language. So there are lots of languages in there. So go ahead. You can switch it to your language right now so that you're working in your own language. So I could go and edit the main language and look at those possibilities that I've got right there. So at the bottom, basically the Seek app is an easy discovery Bible study that you can do with someone who's seeking. And it's at the bottom you'll see different symbols, and actually those are symbols for different levels of maturity. The first one is come and see, the second one is repent and believe, third is follow me and fish for men, and I'm sending you. So you can actually use this later on as well with young people. But let's say I'm working evangelistically. I'll hit that first one right there. And you'll see just various topics that I can do a discovery Bible study with. And so let's see what the Bible says about fear. And I check in on fear. And there's a short text on fear, Philippians 4, 6 through 9, that I can have a discussion with someone about. Now, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Well, how do we have this discussion? Push this little button at the bottom on the right, and here are basic discovery Bible study questions. So look back. If you're meeting with them regularly, you can just ask some questions. What have you been thankful for last time we met? Hardest thing about the past week? Anything else you want to share? You don't have to use all these questions, but it gives you potential questions to ask. And then you look up and say, what does this passage teach us about God and Jesus? What does this passage teach us about the Bible? What don't I understand? What idea stands out is important to remember? What does this passage mean to me personally? And then look forward. Imagine a life based on this teaching. What would it look like? And so basically, you just sit here, look at the passage, and then go back to your next question and just keep going back and forth, hitting the same thing on the right side. And you can have a very easy discussion with someone about a passage of Scripture on a topic. So we find that we actually teach young people to do this, sometimes even in youth groups. My son runs a youth group in Albania, and he's had everybody download it. And sometimes they'll just say, hey, what topic do you want to talk about right now? And they'll say, oh, let's talk about forgiveness. And then it'll break up into small groups, and anyone can lead the Bible study, because all you have to do is be able to read and read the questions there. And this basically just exposes people to what the Bible says about key topics that they're facing in a discussion-oriented kind of a way. We also teach young people to say, if their friends are interested, you know, I wonder, have you ever read the Bible? The Bible has some really interesting things to say. Why don't we get together and just discuss it? Or have a small group seeker study. Say, after a camp, there's some people who are interested and they want to find more. Why don't we just get together and talk about the Bible and see what the Bible says about the issues that we're facing? But all you have to do is just tell them to download it. You've got it yourself. And you just go back and forth with that. With that study right there. My son says it's the easiest youth group meeting you can imagine, because all you do is just pick a topic, divide everybody up into small groups, and then they have their questions in front of them. And over time, they learn that those questions are you repeat themselves, are the same. So if you get higher, you can see that list of things right there. If I was working with someone to follow me, I'll have the topics from the simpler topics. They'll still be there, but it will get more complicated. So you see standing before God. You see some other things, judging others. And then as I get higher, the list gets longer. Follow me and fish for men. Okay, there might be some things like the meaning of life, death, prayer, and then as I get all the way. So just for level of maturity, you've got more complication. But this is a very simple discovery Bible study that you can do or give to anyone. Yeah, look at this. Four simple symbols, a heart, an X, a cross. And so whenever we do camps, we make these bracelets. And look at all those. All those are different camp themes. This is from the camps last summer. We had 6,000 young people at camps around the theme All Good. And 3,000 of them were unbelievers. So we got to spend a week together with 3,000 unbelievers sharing the gospel. But everybody got one of these. Okay, and then there's this question, what does that mean? What does the symbols of that mean? So you'll see there's one of the camps. Look at everybody's arms. Do you see that? They all got one of these on, all right? And so this also gives the opportunity for Christians to talk about this. but also for non-Christians to say, what does that mean? I've got that around my bracelet. Young people love this. They come home. We've had 16-year-olds then come home from camp, and they'll draw the symbols in the dirt at school and show them, because it's just a very, very simple hands-on way to share the gospel with, say, God loves you. He cares about you. But there's this big problem. You're separated by him, from him. Well, there's an answer in the cross in Jesus Christ, but you have to respond to that with repentance and faith. What will you do? Okay, is that simple? And we can both, we're looking down. I'm not looking you in the face. This is not aggressive. So this thing means this, and then this means this. And it's just much more tactical and non-social media. This is real. It's not. Okay. So it's a great tool. And we look how many of these we printed up. So just find someone who can do them and, do them from one of your events or something like that. Okay. We'll move on to the next one. This is a tool we developed about 10 years ago. So many people have trusted Christ through this little study called Look. Because basically this just goes through the same four big points again, but in a one-on-one discussion. And it spreads it out over time. So this is how it works. Actually, in the beginning, we did it in this form. It was a piece of paper in an envelope, and we'd only give them one lesson a week, and you can still download this form too, so you don't, and it's not really a lesson, it's just something you can discuss. But the way it works is you can say to a friend, hey, a lot of people talk about different things about God, but there's really, most people don't know how they can have a relationship with him, and if you'd be willing to meet with me four times, we could talk about some things, and at the end of that time, you would know how to have a relationship with God, and then you can decide if you want to or not. You're totally free to say no, but at least you would know how you do. And at any time, you can stop. If we want to go just 1 week and you want to stop, that's totally fine. So you give them open-ended. It's by the way, there's instructions online. You'll see here in a minute for how to do it. And then basically, this is just some passages of scripture and discussion questions. So if you look to there's going to be four times. Look at yourself. Look at your biggest problem. Look at God's solution. Look at what you should do. And then there'll be a passage of scripture, page 5. And then if you look at the next page, then some questions. Who was the Word? If he said he created all things, what does this mean about you? What do you think John meant when he said he was? It's basically designed to get them into scripture on the key issues and then have a discussion about it. So again, if you can read, you can do this, but it's meant for discussion. Three things you need to know about yourself. You're created by God. How do you think this impacts your sense of value and purpose? This is great for a one-on-one discussion or for a small group Bible study. And we have this in multiple languages, not as many as in the last one, but you could get that. So and then you finish one, and you'll see at the end of one, it says, let's see, there's a little bit of apologetics to, created by God for, where are we? A deeper look, where does the Bible come from? But at the end of it, it says, the next lesson we'll find out what keeps us from a relationship with God. Hey, let's meet next week, talk about that. So it's designed to kind of slow deliver the gospel with a lot of discussion. And we find that people are often really opposed the first time, second time, third time, but that ongoing discussion, it kind of sinks in. And slowing it down and turning it into discussion really helps. So this is the new one. I actually like the envelopes the best. So you can if you go to here it is in the envelopes. And the reason why with some people it was a little bit more complicated, but the way we did it with the envelopes was we'd give them an envelope with one of the lessons in it. Yeah, and then we go through it, and they'd have to come back the next week to get the next one, so they couldn't read ahead. And so you give them the one at a time. It's one sheet at a time. And I really love that. And we have that form online. I'll show you where you can get all this stuff. This is a newer one because people were finding they were getting complicated with the envelopes and getting it all in. And this was just simpler. I like the other form better. That's how I've always done it, is with an envelope, because it's kind of like you're giving them a gift and there's one lesson in it. And then if you want to keep going, you have to come back for the next one. And the lesson ends with this question about what do we do next? And you got to come back for our next meeting. Now, I just wanted to show this because this is This is a text I got from one of my friends named Dushan about 3 weeks ago. He says, praise God, Alex has just received Jesus in his heart. And this is probably the 10th person that Dushan has led to the Lord through using Look. So this is a neighbor, start talking about Christ. Why don't we meet and talk? They sit and have coffee. They go through one of them and then they go through another. And he kind of drip feeding the gospel. And he was just in church last week. I preached in our church last week and Alex was sitting in the front row and learning about Christ. But he trusted Christ through a Look study. And then, okay, there's an equipping tool and I need help to pass these out. So now we're getting more and more complicated. So can you two guys, can you help me up front? So this is, how do you equip people? And while that's going out, you need to go to your phones again and look for Share Bible Study. Share Bible Study. This is a tool to equip people to do evangelism. So this is not an evangelistic tool. This is an equipping tool. How do you equip others? It's called Share Bible Study. Did you find it? It looks... You got it? Now, when you find it, go up on the top and in... actually, on the bottom and in settings, that little thing right there, choose the 6-lesson version. Do you see that over on the right? The 6-lesson version. And again, if you want to change the language into your language, if that exists, here are all the languages we have it in. So you can change the language. It's called Share Bible Study. Share Bible Study. So go to the 6-lesson version. You got it? Takes a while to download. This is basically like, I think it's like an 8-week journey equipping people in evangelism. So this is about how to equip people to share their faith. And it starts out with Jesus' words where he says, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. So there's actually 7 words. But it's not the same number of words in every language, so we don't start with there. But then the next thing he did was he took his disciples on 6 fishing trips. And if you look right here, after he said, follow me and make you fishers of men, he went into the synagogue and he fished in the synagogue. Did you know you can fish in church? You can win people to Christ in church. There's a lot of non-Christians going to church. Are we sharing the gospel with non-Christians who are in church? Then he went to Peter's house. And it's Simon and Andrew's house. And he reached out to his mother-in-law. You can do family fishing. So what about family members? Or family members of people you know? Well, then the whole neighborhood gathered at the door. There's neighbor fishing. And then he said, let's not stay here. Let's go into other towns and villages. Stranger fishing. And then a little bit later on, there was someone who was a leper. And he heals him by touching him. You don't touch a leper. He's moving close to people that everyone else is moving away from. Outcast fishing or marginalized fishing. And then he calls Matthew to follow him and then has dinner with all of his friends. Co-worker fishing. So Jesus was equipping his disciples to fish in 6 circles of relationships. And then you go like this. What about your 6 circles of relationships? What about your 6 circles of relationships? And I can just write down names in these circles so I can start thinking about people in my circles of relationships that I could be sharing Christ with. Okay? That's the first lesson, Jesus' fishing trips. Then continue on to 5 names. I will now, out of that longer list, I'm going to choose 5 people that I'm going to start praying for every day. Because he says, pray for the harvest. And you can see some of mine. If I go into Rick, there's some prayer requests. And then I can do some action steps, and I can also just try to find out more about Rick's story. He's a Catholic. His wife is Sharka. He has 1 daughter. His wife has health challenges. So that helps me as I'm praying for him. So everybody in our share group that I'm equipping in evangelism starts praying for 5 people and starts thinking about how they can pray. Pray for them every day, thinking about next steps. Well, so now we're starting to see the harvest. And we're going to go on to, there actually are 4 barriers I need to cross. And then we see this in Jesus' story with a Samaritan woman. He steps over into friendship. He shouldn't have been talking to her, but he did. And here's some tips for you, how you can step into friendship with those five people that you have on your list. And second, he steps into spiritual conversation. Well, how did he do that? How can you start conversation about spiritual things with people that you're working with? Well, then he steps into the gospel. Often we talk about spiritual things, but we never get into the gospel. And he steps into the gospel. And here's some tips for you. And then he steps into a challenge. How do you step into a challenge? And then you go back to those people and say, what's my next step with them? What's my next step of friendship or something like that? And you're holding each other accountable in this group as you're talking about how do we reach our friends for Christ. Well, then where do I go from there? Well, we all need to know three stories. We need to know their story, find out more about them. You need to know your story, and you learn how to share your testimony. What were you like before Christ? How did you come to faith in Christ? What difference did it make? And then the four big ideas of God's story, which you find repeating in all our materials. And so you go through there, and they learn how to do that. Then there's two steps, repentance and faith. Repent by turning from your way to God's way, and believe, and there's one Savior. And so this app is basically a summary, but the book you got is the full version, and we gave you the full version, which basically studies, it's an incredible study, it studies the life of Christ from when he called the first five to become fishers of men, and when he sent the 12. And what did he do during that time to equip them? And you just go in and you just study, how did Jesus do it? How did he equip others for evangelism? This is a really, really fun study that you can do with people as you equip them. And the app helps you just all hold accountable and remind you of what you've learned and be praying for your people and being equipped in that kind of way. So like I said, we'll have we have five highways to reach the next generation. Camps are one of them, but we'll have 6,000 young people at camps this summer, 3,000 of them non-believers. We get to spend a week with 3,000 non-believers sharing the gospel. That is so exciting. So we've done this with his church and with other churches. And then in that, we're teaching the young people how to share their faith with their friends. So it's peer evangelism. But we're doing it together and trying to provide context for that relationships with proclamation, and it really it bears fruit. So app to everyday evangelism. So there's some young people who went through it. And so which of these will you try and when? So and can you use them to pass on to someone else? And here is where you can get it. So those are the languages that these different Share Plus is a fuller version of Share. And then seek. And so if you want to just do a, QR code, do you know how to do that? Just hold up. You can get that and get those in any languages.